Don't ever let anybody tell you you can or can't do something. Not even yourself.
Mr. West! I was thinking the last half hour of some reason for me to explain me looking like this, showing up so late, and I couldn't think of a single thing. So, the truth is this. I was arrested for failure to pay parking tickets, and I ran here all the way from the penitentiary.
So what were you doing before that?
Painting.
So you don't always dress like this?
Sir, no. It's suit and tie. Always.
Look, turns out I got a couple minutes. I remember you because James says you're smart. Top of your class, but how many were in the class?
12. But after that, I was in the Marines. And that was a class of 22. Listen, can I say something? I'm the type of person, if I don't know the answer to something, I'm going to tell you I don't know. But I bet you what? I know how to find the answer. And I will find it.
Look, Nikhil, what would you say to me if a guy shows up to an interview, no shirt on, and I hire him? What would you say to me?
You must have had some really nice pants on.
It's hard for me to not notice that there is a veil underneath the surface of reality that informs things. A larger intelligence that flows through you. I know what I'm talking about has been said before, primarily by New Age gurus trying to sell their book, the Deepak Chopras of the world. But nonetheless, I can't help but notice that some of these ideas are true. Here are three ideas on how you can use your mindset to get anything you want in life. The first idea is this: take each action on the knife's edge. There are two ways of doing things. One is by simply going through the motions. If you have a task to do, you do it. And you do it to a sufficient degree. Now, the other way to do it is to do that action as if your life depends on it. To take that action all the way down the line. And I've relearned this lesson so powerfully in this last season of my life that I've brought it up both on my second channel, Sinbad Trains, and now on this one here. If you're gonna do it on the knife's edge. Take that action to its finality. Do it like your life depends on it, because that's where all the magic is. Let's say you had to do a task like clean your room. You're cleaning your room, right? Jordan Peterson, he's pumped, he's so happy for you. Everything's going really great. And you clean it to a good enough degree. You just sort of like slap on your sheets, you know, slap on the covers, everything's fine. And then you walk out of the room. That room does not have an impact. You took it to 80%. You took it to a good amount of time. Okay, whatever, babe. Tomato, tomato, you brought it up to a little bit, but it's not good enough, son. What if you made your room as good as you could possibly make it? You made it as clean as you possibly could. Your entire house, your entire premise, the entire space that you occupy, the place that you live in, you made it as good as you possibly could. Have you ever walked into a room that's perfect or a house that's perfect? It just hits different. And it's like, what, 10 or 20% more effort? It's like de-dusting and, I don't know, like getting to the depths of things, organizing things, noticing that something needs to be cleaned up, and then taking it all the way down the line. Just this last week, I noticed that my garage is dusty. And of course, a garage should be dusty. It's where I keep my car and my motorcycle and all my bikes. So the dust is gonna accumulate, right? But we de-dusted the garage. We went in there, we sprayed down every surface, we swept the floor. The garage looks different now, man. It looks good. And suddenly when I'm doing my bike rides in there, or I'm working on stuff, or I'm getting organized, I feel like Casey Neistat, man. I feel like a man with a studio and a man with a plan. It hits different. So you see, every action should be taken on the knife's edge. Now, as you get older, this becomes more and more difficult to do because you're no longer taking that action for the first time. And most great results in life, they're just the repetition of the same action over and over again. So if you're trying to get really fit, a lot of the people I work with, like 30% of the people I end up doing one-on-one coaching with, they end up losing body fat. somehow it comes up. Everyone freaking, they talk to me. They get osmosis of like what I believe in. They start to get leaner and stronger. It just naturally happens. When you're first going on your fitness journey, you're getting lean for the first time. It's extremely exciting. I got lean for the first time in 2023. Suddenly you're handsome again. Clothes fit better. The world starts noticing you. You become a star. Now, it's been 2 years since that time, 2.5 years, but I still have to do all the stuff that would keep me lean or that would keep me looking sharp. But I'm just older now. I've been doing it for a long time, even, you know, an extra 2 years on top of that. When I go out for a run, whether it's cold weather or warm weather, you know, regardless of conditions, it's not this new thing anymore. It's a thing that I'm going through, you know, in this season of my life that I've done hundreds and hundreds of times at this point. Or even when I'm lifting, you know, every leg day, the first time you're putting yourself a brutal leg day and you see God, you know, it's worth it. It's because it's the first time you're getting that revenge bod for the first time in your life. Well, now you get to a point where you've had that physique for a while. Can you still do the thing on the knife's edge when time has gone by? You see, the older you get, the more you must force yourself to live and appreciate and learn as if you're someone with nothing in life. You must not have any sense of entitlement about the things that are within you, whether it's your health or your house or your car. You've got to stay doing these actions on the knife's edge. But the beautiful thing is, it's so rare to take an action perfectly. My friend John turned me on to this idea, so I have to acknowledge him once again on this channel. John from the channel Bulldog Mindset. He calls it the knife's edge. Any action that's taken on the knife's edge carries all the weight of its impact. The same task and endeavor becomes infused with electricity, the undercurrent that runs life. Any action done on the knife's edge will make you rare. It will attract good fortune to your life. Results often come from unexpected sources, but you need to continue to do the obvious work that is in front of you. When you commit to taking actions on the knife's edge, you might not notice results coming directly from your efforts. Take the example of a salesperson. Most sales reps, they get their leads through effort that's really brutal. Cold calling is very hard to do. Knocking on doors is hard. Even following up on email messages and doing just cold outreach over email, it can feel disheartening and tedious. But the best sales reps, people selling insurance, people selling houses, you know, loan officers, they're really, really diligent about getting on the phone, prospecting, even in in-person spaces, going up to strangers and shaking hands and introducing themselves. It's that hard, cold work of putting yourself out there through whatever means necessary. And there's a lot of rejection involved in that. My first job ever was selling Cutco knives. And I'm so grateful for that opportunity because I became intimately familiar with what it means to pick up the phone and start dialing, as Jordan Belfort would say, and also just to knock on people's doors and just introduce myself to them. What a sales rep, any salesperson really, what we're looking for is that big fish that comes unexpectedly. And it happens all the time. You get like a $20,000 close that comes from an unexpected source or just some random opportunity that you stumble into. You hear of Hollywood actors working their barista jobs and then Christopher Nolan just notices them. We all want that opportunity where lightning strikes and we're ready for it. But here's the thing that I have come to realize. Those things do happen. That opportunity that comes that completely sideswipes you, the opportunity that comes from unexpected sources, they do in fact come up. They do show up in your life, but they tend to come a lot more readily to the person who's doing the obvious stuff. Last week, I finally, on my third attempt, passed Salesforce's Agentforce Specialist exam. It's an exam that I've been studying for, well, not too long, just 3 weeks' time, but ultimately it took me like 30 hours to study for and to get. And then I had the instinct to start studying for business analyst. Oh, I was like, damn, now I can start getting business analyst. That sounds kind of cute. That sounds kind of fun. And I got a comment on my last video when I mentioned this. He said, listen, man, no one's ever going to give you a job if you're studying Agentforce Specialist. I can promise you that. You need to get associate, platform app developer, and admin. I was like, that's perfect. It's not about the exact strategy being right or wrong or plans or having the direct impact of your outreach having a result. I genuinely believe this to be true. It is almost as if the universe can see you trying to do the obvious stuff. The universe can perceive your efforts that are legitimate. And it's like God or whoever it is that's watching all of us, somebody up there likes me. He's watching and he's saying, oh, at least this freaking guy's cold calling. At least he's freaking trying out there. At least Nick Hill sent another email to this Hollywood agent who doesn't understand. But you know what? That's so cute that he tried. You know, maybe I'm going to throw him a little opportunity just because I like that he's trying. Everyone loves a trier, but especially God. God loves a motherfucking trier. And so if you do the obvious, these side swiping, you know, opportunities that knock you off the floor, they show up more readily. You have to do the work that is obvious in front of you. What's obvious in your life? Tracking your calories every day? That's obvious. Have you tracked your calories like 1,000 days over the last 5 years? That's fine. If it's part of your arc in this season to track your calories, do it again, man. Track those calories because God sees you doing that. Some entity in the universe sees you efforting towards these things that you want. If you're trying to make more money and trying to make more money through sales, then do not neglect following up with leads. Do not neglect cold calling or knocking on doors if that's part of your strategy. If you're trying to make more money through knowledge work, then put in the hour to study for the next exam. Now, sure, maybe that next exam is wrong. It's the wrong exam to study for. Maybe that YouTube comment was right. I'm all, okay, you're studying for the wrong exam. It's okay. You're studying at least, right? You're trying to get more progress and prosperity through knowledge work. You're studying. It will eventually get you to study for the right thing. You're getting reps at bat for studying. So you got to do the obvious work before you, because when you do the stuff that's obvious, the stuff you are capable of doing, those opportunities that eventually will sideswipe you, they will come much more readily. Which brings me to the third and the last idea of the video, which has two micro points. So how can I apply all this? What should I do? Above all else, you need to start each day with gratitude. If you're watching or listening to this right now, there's a few things I can say about you. One, you're well, you're alive, and two, you're sexy. I know that because I am you, and I am all of these things as well, okay? I'm alive, I'm well, I am also somewhat very sexy. As you arise each morning, think of what a precious privilege it is to be alive, to breathe, to think, to enjoy, to love. So said Marcus Aurelius, and his words could not ring more true. The degree to which you have blessings in your life is the magnitude of your gratitude combined with inspired action. It's a very simple equation. Gratitude multiplied by inspired action equals degree of success. Start with the first half, man, because gratitude, you can find that within you in like 10 minutes. And that's one half of the entire equation. Which brings me to the second idea, inspired action. Inspired action comes from brainstorming, mindstorming. It comes from hunches. And you got to find a way to log and document those hunches. There was a book that I read some time ago. You can find a free PDF of it online. It's like 20 pages long. It's called It Works, the little red book that makes your dreams come true. And the fundamental ideas of the book are this. Write down on a piece of paper the objects of your desire and write them with like a date in mind. So on June 22nd, 2025, I run a sub-3-hour marathon at Grandma's Marathon. And also I run into Nick Bear and shake his hands. Okay. Write down the goal. Write down all of your goals, 8, 6, 9, 10 of them. It doesn't matter. And stare at that list morning, noon, and night. Now, personally, I found it's good to be a little bit curated. Don't write everything all at once, but have like a couple goals, maybe 3, 4, 5 goals that you look at all the time. And then sometime throughout the day, maybe the night before the following day or the following morning, write down a bunch of stuff that you can do. I call this strategy of life. I call it the fuck shit up strategy. Dad, I'm so sorry, man. I keep swearing in all my videos. This is just who I am. There's nothing I can do. Can't communicate what I want without just the occasional F-bomb, but my message is true. On a separate sheet of paper, write down the things that you can do that F things up, you know, that's your F shit up plan, and just see what comes up on that list. Now, sometimes what is on that list is mundane and sometimes it's profound. So for me this week, some of the things that I wrote down was clean garage with Rolando, write sketch video, sign up for business analyst certification, take new headshot photos and send to Wayman Models, which is my local acting agent here in Minneapolis, attend bartending school, write 2 reels. You see, some of the tasks, they're like mundane. They're like, sweep your garage. And some of them, okay, it's a little bit more action-oriented, like taking new headshots and sending them to my agent because my agent has been asking about that. It doesn't matter. When you stare at a goal long enough and you just write down whatever comes to mind, I tell my clients all the time, listen to your intuition about a thing. Listen to your intuition. One of my clients today, I had a chat with him. He talked about wanting to buy a house. I was like, okay, how much money do you make right now? He said, I make X amount. I was like, how much money do you need to make so that you can put a down payment on a house? He said, Y amount. I was like, all right, if I forced you to think of a way to get to that dollar amount in 3 months' time, tap into your intuition. What comes to mind right now to do? When you actually ask yourself powerful questions, how can I do this thing? How can I get this result? Your brain will come up with something. And some of what you come up with, it will be good. Like some of what you come up with will be useful, because the truth is you're actually smart as fuck. You actually have a lot of latent knowledge inside of you. It's just like that movie Limitless. It's like the random information that you've bumped into all of your life, all these subconscious hunches, they exist with that inside you and they tell you what to do. They either tell you to like take tennis lessons and get better at tennis, or learn to do an Ironman, or make a film, or study for a certification. They're telling you what to do. You have all of these hunches. Reach out to this person. Reach out to Bill Cooper, your acting teacher from like 20 years ago. Okay. Oh my God. Suddenly your movie got accepted into a film festival. That's what happened to me. You get all these hunches, right? So when you combine gratitude with inspired action, then you just look at that list. And you're like, what can I do from this list? Useless as I am, what can I possibly do on this list? You combine those things, suddenly insane things start to happen. You know, because you're working under the veil of reality to get a new result. If you're new to the channel, my name is Nick Hill. This channel features one video every 2 weeks, just like this one. So if that appeals to you, consider subscribing. But with that being said, for those of us who are willing to keep our mindset strong and do inspired work, to us I say, greatness is coming. We'll catch you next time.